After both sides touted infrastructure spending as a rallying cry in the 2016 presidential election, President Donald Trump's 2018 budget calls for less money for agencies that build infrastructure, like the Department of Transportation. Underground, another kind of infrastructure, is crumbling in Pennsylvania, and it will cost tens of billions of dollars to fix. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports that wastewater treatment plants have to choose between doing nothing and getting fined or finding money to fix old systems.
You might think the way people go to the bathroom doesn't change all that much over time. On a recent visit to Morrisville's treatment plant in Lower Bucks County, plant superintendent Richard Dulay says the advent of so-called flushable wipes has created new headaches.
Everybody throws in these baby wipes and things like that, and they're supposed to be degradable. Well, they're really not.
A couple of years ago, the plant had to install a special screen to filter them out, retrofitting a building from the 1950s. Around the rest of the treatment plant, motors chugged away, pumping the murky liquid through a series of strains and building-sized tanks that gradually distill out unwanted elements. Dulay says wipes and other stuff people stick down their drains is just one factor driving repairs. The biggest one is age.
It was originally built in the 50s, and it has been modified every 20 years or so. But in many cases, they've left the 50s technology here, and nobody would ever build one of those again.
Executive Director John Warenda points out a low concrete building where steel shafts turn partially treated wastewater inside large tanks. The top of the building is bolted down and wasn't opened for a long time, he says.
It became so full of sludge that we actually broke one of these stainless steel shafts. I mean, that's how thick the stuff was.
He later pulls out a picture of what resembles a half-ton hair clog. That buildup meant the plant didn't function as it was supposed to, landing at a $50,000 fine from the State Department of Environmental Protection. Wastewater treatment authorities like this one oversee two interconnected systems, the pipes that carry wastewater to the plant and the plants themselves. Aging infrastructure is a problem for both halves.
We have pipes in some of the older communities that are also vitrified clay, sometimes called terracotta. I mean, vitrified clay piping dates back to the Roman Empire days.
That's Michael DeSantis, Director of Operations and Maintenance at Delcora, which manages wastewater in eastern Delaware County. His plant was fined nearly $700,000 in 2015 for combined sewer overflows, stemming from those old pipes. Stormwater from the street and wastewater from homes get transported in one big underground trough. Heavy rains overload the pipes, which then discharge untreated sewage and stormwater into local rivers. Pennsylvania has more combined sewer overflows than any other state, according to the Pennsylvania Municipal Authorities Association. Jen Fields is an environmental program manager with the DEP, and she says one common theme for environmental permit violations is infrastructure repair.
It's just over time. There's only so many times you can band-aid a system before you realize that if you don't take that next step and do an upgrade, you're going to have some sort of a catastrophe.
Wastewater authorities have to keep doing what they've been doing with aging plants while finding ways to keep up with changing human behavior and contemplating upgrades. Warenda says he's hoping to build a new $120 million plant in Lower Bucks County in the next few years. In the meantime, the old plant has added a new filtration system with some components that might look at home in your living room.
That's a $3.5 million project right there. You're going to see $3 million worth of blue rugs, basically.
Is that what the technology looks like?
It looks like it, yeah. Huh.
A state loan and grant program called PennVest doles out millions to plants around the Commonwealth each year, but the amounts fall far short of total need. John Brocious, director of the Pennsylvania Municipal Authorities Association, says the number one complaint he hears from members is cost.
Then you're turning around and you have to put that in your ratepayers' bills, and that becomes kind of a very expensive price tag for a lot of these smaller communities.
They also have to anticipate the future, its potential for stricter regulations and new customers. In 2014, the American Society of Civil Engineers estimated Pennsylvania will need to invest $28 billion in wastewater upgrades over the next 20 years. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benshoff.